the sort of follow-up on the two other presentations and the remarks by Senator Shields, this was a unique opportunity to step back from the sausage making that we do and actually formulate a vision. And in a speech I was somewhere, I've seen lots of Senator Shields speeches, but he mentioned to some group that you know, we have there's a you know, a moniker on one of our walls here that without a vision the people shall perish. Well, we do not have a strategic vision for where we want to be in these three critical areas of state government. So it's important that we embark on this journey that will not just end with our report in December, but the idea is to have benchmarks and also keep this thing going long term. So the committee was comprised of, as you can see above there, or in the previous slide, Senator Justice, Senator Barnitz, Senator Dempsey, Senator Lager, Senator Schumeyer, and Senator Schaefer. And I will also say that I think our committee worked really well, and people participated. And in contrast to a lot of the discussions on this very topical area, the questions that we all had were similar. We're all trying to get to the same place. So I think we worked well together, and I anticipate that as we move forward into formulating that actual vision statement. But the raw numbers here and the ugly truth is that Missouri is a very mediocre state when it comes to how our individuals, what their health status is. We're ranked 38th overall. We have some of the highest rates of smoking and cancer in the country. And a lot of the chronic diseases that ultimately drive health care costs, when you spend two-thirds of your health care dollars on chronic conditions, this is not a good thing. These are not good numbers. So ultimately, what a lot of our discussion had to do with was, how do we improve health? How do we improve people's lives so that they are not, because once you're in the hospital, it's just expensive. And all of the reforms that we talk about can help defray some of that cost curve. But once you're there, it's an expensive proposition. So that was a lot of the focus of our discussion. We had three meetings, and the idea was to divide these up thematically. In Kansas City, in the next slide here, we had the effective and efficient delivery of care. So the topics that we covered, how do we articulate what the quality of care is, and how do we, in Missouri, how can we achieve better coordination of care? One of the themes that came out from some of the presenters was that right now, of course, our payment model is based solely on the service provided, not necessarily on the quality of care. And ultimately, the best way to diffuse that is more information for people to actually make decisions. And we're not there yet in Missouri. I'm sure that is an issue that we're going to tackle over these many years, the issue of transparency and actually having cost and quality information for people to be able to look at and understand what they're getting with their healthcare dollars. And part and parcel of that is reducing some of the fraud that is out there in the healthcare system, which most people agree conservatively about 10%. And we heard a few presenters in the states that have gone aggressively after this. They have instituted the False Claims Act, which, by the way, for your reference, is Senate Bill 639 that I have recently filed. But that is another strategy of more aggressively going after fraud in the system. But the main focus of this meeting, truthfully, was health information technology and health information exchange. The opportunities are out there. There's about $13 million coming to the state of Missouri, not through the health care legislation, but rather through the stimulus bill that Ron Levy was at this Kansas City meeting, Director Levy, and explained sort of there's about $2 million for the planning stage and the rest of that for implementation. And Missouri has already started down that path. And there's a lot of issues related to privacy and what that ultimately looks like. And those decisions ultimately have not been made yet. But this is an important feature of really moving into 21st century healthcare, which is the HIT and HIE element of this. Then we went to St. Louis in October, late October, and the theme there was improving health status. And this is where we had a lot of discussion on things that truthfully government really isn't involved with at all, which is where we are at with regard to health status and the strategies that private industry has gone about improving the health of their workforces. And so we heard examples of incentivizing healthier behavior, discounts for insurance if you have a health membership. There's a lot of strategies that the private marketplace has endeavored to pursue that have actually kept healthcare costs flat for some of them. So we were interested to hear in some of those things. We also heard throughout, we had NCSL engaged, and we had all the, depending on what topic we covered, we had a department director or someone in the department address that as well. But we had Dr. Georgiou from Minnesota, and she had sort of laid out some of the facts in Missouri's healthcare system. And ultimately, when we get to this idea of what costs really are, there's a number of layers of what actually the cost of a service is and what people pay, and that was actually pretty enlightening. But also, the obesity rate in Missouri has increased 137% since 1990. So some of these are startling statistics. There are also some interesting strategies that are out there. Reverend Lowe gave an interesting presentation. He is a pastor in an African-American church in a predominantly African-American community, and actually gave, I don't want to call it testimony, but the fact that when he is out there giving information, he is a trusted resource in that community, whereas doctors sometimes are not. And it was just a different perspective that many of the members of the committee were something that we all got out of that, and just some different strategies. And then in Springfield, the focus was coverage and access, and that was held at an FQHC in Springfield. And we became aware of the higher utilization rate of FQHCs, and really that is an access point for a lot of Missourians into the healthcare system, and it was an impressive place. And we also heard some Medicaid reform opportunities. Clearly, a lot of what we do in Missouri on this topic in particular is driven a lot now, especially by what's happening in Washington, D.C., but there still are some reform opportunities in our Medicaid system to better manage diseases, to better manage chronic diseases among that individual, that are probably worth pursuing. Some ideas about home delivery for prescriptions, if that's a good thing or that's not a good thing, and cutting costs. So there's a lot of really good ideas that came out of it. And much like the other two committees, where we go from here is to really synthesize a lot of this information. We had a lot of testimony from a lot of different people from all different parts of the country. But the challenge now is to synthesize that, to talk about the ideas that we really liked and formulate a vision that is concise and something that people will remember, and then achievable benchmarks. I think ultimately the goal would be that, you know, we are ranked 38th in health status. I think we'd like to be a top 10 state, but we need to figure out how we're going to get there. And so we will meet again and have our report by the end of this year. But it was certainly an interesting, we had interesting meetings so far, and look forward to completing this task.